his story. How often have you seen history repeat itself? In Ecclesiastes chapter 1, Solomon, the wisest person ever, tells us, "What has been is what will be. What has been done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun." Does history intrigue you? I see comments lately that make it seem as though some people want to forget the ugly parts of our past. We are constantly reminded in Scripture to remember and make sure that our children hear as well. If we forget the events of our past, are we not destined to repeat our mistakes? And how much pressure would we be under to live in a perfect world if we can only remember the feel-good times of history? Are you familiar with the catastrophes that London faced in 1665-1666? It started with a plague that took the lives of 25% of the population, and we think we have it bad. Similar to our own pandemic, the poorest neighborhoods were the hardest hit. As the plague began to spread beyond the borders of London and spill over into other parts of England, these people did not self-quarantine at home. Those who could tucked their tails and ran. Among those who fled were King Charles II, along with his parliament and some of the religious ministers. The leaders of the flocks abandoned the people in order to save themselves. While the plague continued throughout the area, the city was struck with what became known as London's Great Fire. Again, I see a similarity to things that have been happening in the U.S. Some believe that the fire may have played a big role in wiping out the plague, a blessing in disguise. That all took place 345 years ago. Is there something of which it is said, "See, this is new"? It existed already in the ages before us. Ecclesiastes 1:10. To my knowledge, most of our leaders, although frustrated and under pressure, have not yet fled to bunkers. But if they do, you have no reason to fear as long as you hold on to Jesus. He will not abandon you. History will continue to repeat, and Jesus will continue to offer safe passage. When I hear of all sorts of things being banned or removed because of slave references, I think of the Bible. There are many slave references in the Bible. Is it next on the list to be attacked for prejudice? Don't seal up the prophecy in this book, because their time of fulfillment is near. Revelation 22:10. May the grace of the Lord Yeshua be with all. Revelation 22:21.